Welcome to the Unteachables podcast. I'm Claire English, a passionate secondary teacher and leader turned teacher mentor and author, and I'm on a mission to transform classroom management and teacher support in schools. It doesn't feel that long ago that I was completely overwhelmed and out of my depth with behaviour, trying to swim rather than sink. It took me spending thousands of hours in the classroom with all of the inevitable ups and downs to make me the teacher that I am today. Confident, capable, and empowered in my ability to teach all students. Yes, even the ones who are the toughest to reach. And now I'm dedicated to supporting teachers like yourself to do the same. I created the Unteachables podcast to give you the simple and actionable classroom management strategies and support that you need to run your room with confidence and calm. So if you're a teacher or one in the making and you're wanting to feel happy and empowered and actually enjoy being in the classroom whilst also making a massive impact with every single one of your students, then you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Unteachables podcast and welcome to 2024. Happy New Year. I hope you've all had a really nice time. I definitely have because I don't usually take a break like the one that I've just taken. So the podcast has been, you know, on a bit of a hiatus for 2-3 weeks and it's been amazing. I've had the opportunity just to hang out with my family and my daughter turned one and she had her first Christmas and it's just been a really, really nice time. So I hope that whatever you're doing, wherever you are, that it's been a really positive end of 2023 and start of the year and that you're just resting up. And I really don't practice what I preach very often, to be honest with you. And being able to have that break has been brilliant. So I do hope that for the rest of you as well. In today's episode, on the same line of thought of it's a new year, it's a fresh start, even if you're not a fresh start in terms of like the academic year, I wanted to share something that I use myself, that I've seen myself in the past, that I always kind of return to. And it's a bit of a visual metaphor and it just really helps me in approaching challenging behaviors in a positive way. It really is a game changer. And the second I saw this in my first year of teaching, it's really stuck with me. And it's one of those things that it just had to kind of build my own classroom management approach to what it is today. It's like planting those seeds of something that was going to develop into what it is in terms of like being a really holistic approach. And I use it in my own classroom now. I discuss it over the table with my own staff. I've presented this to different schools. I embed it in my online courses. And today I'm going to be sharing it with you because it really is a game changer with how we approach challenging behavior and just our mindset around it. And as the first episode of 2024, I'm also going to be giving you a bit of an overview this episode of all the exciting things happening here at the Unteachables Academy, including the release of my first book. It is 2024, which means my book comes out this year. And I'm bloody stoked. I'm so excited. But before we dive into all of that, I just wanted to say if you're new to this podcast or if you're a return listener as well and haven't done so yet, be sure to click on the plus button on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or however else you subscribe on the platform you're listening to. This year, I have got some incredible people that I'm talking to. I've got some really exciting things to share. I really want to focus this year on adding as much value as I can through the podcast. So if you don't want to miss an episode, just go and follow or go subscribe while I'm talking now. It takes 2 seconds and then you'll be sure to make sure that all of the episodes are there in your inbox, ready to go when they're out. So the biggest news that I have, obviously, is that my book, It's Never Just About the Behavior, A Holistic Approach to Classroom Behavior Management, is officially available for pre-order as of a couple of days ago. The link, I'm going to link you in the show notes. Just be aware that it's Amazon UK at the moment that it's available on. It will be available in the US on Amazon and Australia on Booktopia, I believe, but I'll keep you posted on the date of release for those. But at the moment, as it stands, it's just available for pre-order in the UK. And I think it's just waiting for Amazon to process things. But that is the most exciting thing that I could possibly imagine, going onto Amazon and seeing the book cover there that I was working with the illustrator on and my name on the front cover of a book and just knowing that this book is something that is going to be so beneficial to so many teachers. And it's just something that I would have died for, you know, at any point of my career. So I'm just extremely excited to get that out into the world. And it was just, you know, thinking about 2023 and the amount of work that I put into that and, you know, it was such a labor of love, and just seeing it there completed, ready to go, is just, yeah, incredibly exciting. So I can't wait for you to read that. The second exciting thing that's happening is that it's not going to be long before you can enroll in the 2024 intake of my comprehensive classroom management course that'll teach them. This is my signature training program, and the problem with a lot of approaches to behavior that are more trauma-informed or restorative, and I think this is why some teachers also have a bit of a bee in their bonnet about it, is that it's rarely backed up with really tangible, relatable, actionable steps to feel empowered with behavior. But that'll teach them is giving you the exact roadmaps and resources that you need to walk into your classroom feeling confident and calm and in control. And it takes you through the journey of being able to mitigate the behavior. So I go through, the curriculum is 3 R's. So it's about reducing behavior that can occur, which is mainly like the low level behaviors that can be reduced through the things that we do in our practice. And then it's about responding to behavior that still does pop up in the lesson. And then finally about how to resolve that behavior. So all of the things like, you know, real consequences, the dialogue that you need to use to create real change, the transformation that we need for our students, how to increase accountability with our young people. So all of those things are going to be covered in the course. And it really is just about you feeling like you've got this, you can walk in and you've like, there are so many things that we can't control in our classrooms, but it's about what can we do when we walk into our, I like to call them our islands, because there are lots of things in the teaching world that we can't control, but what we can control is our little space, our little patch, our little island. So enrollment opens in April. So I think it's April the 6th for the 2024 intake of that course. You can join the waitlist now. And if you join the waitlist, then you'll be the first to be able to enroll in the course, and you'll also be able to claim an early bird discount and get any course bonuses that I have released. I've got in the works at the moment, which are going to be very exciting and very worthwhile. So if you do think that that'll teach them is for you, then make sure you jump on the waitlist, and I will put the link in the show notes for that. As well as that, so I've got the book, I've got That'll Teach Them, and as well as that, I'm going to be running a free live workshop around the same time as That'll Teach Them comes out, so please keep your eyes peeled for that. I am also in the process of developing a low-level behavior boot camp for later in the year, which is also something I'm really excited about. And on top of actually, you know, obviously I'm going to be doing the podcast and continuing to support people for free through my Instagram and all the rest of it. But this year, I really want to work more in alignment with my values. And I think things started to change for me when I had Ava. And I thought, I think I had a bit of an existential crisis after I had Ava, to be honest with you, thinking about, oh my God, the impermanency of life. That's a totally different story. But I want to work more in alignment with my values and have an impact through the Unteachables and the Unteachables Academy, which is why I'm going to be donating a portion of every single enrollment that I get this year. And I have something really exciting that I'm working on with somebody that I know. And I will give you more information when I can about where that money is going. Myself and one of the leaders of the program, we want to just finalize some things and make it formal. And and obviously I'll give you more information when I can. But what you can know is that in 2024, when you work with me through any course, that a portion of your enrollment is going to be going directly to fund the education and future of vulnerable young people. It is such a worthwhile cause. I am so freaking excited for this, and I can't wait to give you more information. But this is just a way that I can just work more, because at the end of the day, obviously, my values are with, you know, supporting teachers, because when we support teachers, we're supporting the young people that are in our care, and we can make more of an impact. So this is just another layer to that, to be able to support the young people and their future, really. On the personal side of things this year, I know that if you listen to the podcast, you probably already know this, or if you follow me on Instagram, but I am moving to New Zealand, and we currently live in London, and it is a huge move. And before we, like, say in between the London and New Zealand move, we are traveling for 4 months, and it's very bittersweet. We've called London home for 6 years now. It was my little one's first home. It's scary. It's intense. There's so much admin. The whole concept of traveling even for a week with a 1-year-old is very overwhelming. So 4 months is, you know, that times a million. But it's something that we're very excited about. I will continue to be working on the Unteachables while I'm traveling. So I'll still be working pretty much full time. I'll call it like a bit of a working holiday. London is freaking expensive. So we thought that while our stuff is getting shipped back to New Zealand, instead of sitting around with no resources, we would just go and experience the world with our little one before we're stuck in one place for a while. So that's the plan for this year, but it won't impact the Unteachables Academy. In fact, it's probably the first time I've ever been able to really pour myself into the Unteachables in a big way, in a full-time way, because obviously I've still been a senior leader at a school. I've been a first-time mom. I've been writing the book, and this is really the first time that I'm able to give the Unteachables Academy my 100% ish attention. So I am just so excited for what is to come. Okay, so enough about that. On to the meaty part of this podcast, the concept that 10 minutes ago I tried to introduce to you, but I've been banging on about 2024. But this is a concept that helped to really shift my perspective on my own classroom management about a decade ago. And it's something that I return to time and time again. So I want you to imagine this for a second. This is a demonstration that I saw of this concept. I want you to imagine that you're standing in front of somebody and that somebody has their fist up. And I want you to imagine you place your fist against theirs and you try your absolute hardest to move their fist side to side as they resist it. It is near impossible. And now I want you to imagine that defiant, dysregulated, and challenging behaviors are that fist. And students are pushing against us, fighting against us. They're protecting themselves. They're closed up to connection. And they're in protection mode. And if you want to hear about protection and connection mode, which is such a great way to think about behaviors that we do see, you can listen to me and the incredible Robin Goebel, who is now a best-selling author of this very topic. We talk about that back in episode 32, and it was such an incredible discussion, and go ahead there if you haven't listened to that already. So they're fighting against us. When they've got their fist up, they're pushing against us, they're protecting themselves. But what happens when us as teachers use strategies that push against that fist, when we threaten them with punishments, when we yell, when we're sending them out? I want you to imagine us putting our fist up against their fist and pushing back. We can't manipulate their fist or move their fist or shift their fist if we're putting our fist against theirs. It is near impossible. And if the goal with classroom management is ultimately to shift their behavior, the opposite is going to happen if we're fist to fist with a student. And I really hope that you can visualize this in your mind, by the way. And if you do my training, then I do a demonstration of this. Instead, what we want to do, instead of being the fist against the fist, which is never going to shift behavior, I want you to imagine that we put our palm instead over that fist. The palm is an approach to behavior that is more compassionate, more connected, more calm. So in this demonstration, instead of putting our fist against the person opposite you, you'd put your palm over that fist. And even if the person with their fist up is really resisting, they're pushing against you, they're really trying to force themselves to not go with the flow, with your palm over their fist, automatically it becomes very easy to shift it where you want it to go. Now, remember, this does sound a little bit like we're controlling the person whose behavior, but it's not about that. It's about thinking about strategies that are going to work with the behaviors rather than work against it. When we're fist to fist with a student, we are working against what our goal is, really. If we want to work with that student, if we want to work with that young person to shift their behaviors, to help them regulate, to help them to de-escalate, then putting our palm up is going to be much more effective to help them get to where they need to be. So what is classroom management that is being the palm? We know that being the fist is things that are power over, so all of the things that will disconnect with them, threatening, blaming, yelling, isolating, all of those things. Being the palm is anything that aims to de-escalate behavior in the moment rather than escalate it. So think, anytime we use choices, instead of going head to head in a battle that nobody could possibly win, just imagine this, for example, you're in your classroom and a student is sitting at their desk and you're giving them instructions and they decide to get their phone out. The student pops their headphones in. They refuse to put either of them away and do their work. So you're standing there put them away, hand them over. The student's probably going to refuse, or most likely will refuse, depending on who it is. Then what happens? If you're saying, put your headphones away, get them away, you're standing there, you're not moving on it, you're going to be gridlocked in that discussion. Metaphorically, you'll be fist to fist. What being the palm looks like is saying, you know, the expectation is that we have our phones away so we can learn. If you can't use it at the appropriate times, I'm going to need you to hand it in every morning before school. I need to go continue teaching the class now, but I'm going to have a look over in 2 minutes and see what you choose to do. What you're doing in that moment is, number one, you don't have to stand there and argue with the student to put it away, because that is not going to help you get back to teaching the class. It's not going to help you get what you need from that student. You're not going head to head with them, and you're giving them a choice rather than standing there and making public demands. Public demands are going to escalate things because they're going to feel like they have to put a face on for their peers as well. You don't want it to have to end up like that, because nobody's going to win. It's private. Nobody loses face. The rest of the class can then see you dealing with it and handling it. Even if that student doesn't hand their phone in, even if the student continues to sit on their phone for the rest of the lesson, you've got a plan. It's fine. The students will know that you're dealing with that. But most importantly, if you are the palm in this situation, you have a far better chance of that student sitting on their phone for maybe 30 more seconds to save face. I'm not going to immediately do what you've asked me to do, but they might sit there, look like they're doing what they need to be doing. And then you have a better chance of them just quietly putting it away. And if they do, or when they do, depending on that student, give them a nonverbal acknowledgement, give them a big smile, give them a thumbs up from across the room, maybe even give them a phone call home, depending on who the student is. And that's not to lower the expectations bar at all, but think about how transformative it might be for that student to get a phone call saying, we had this huge struggle in class. That student would not put their phone away. We really could have ended up in a situation that escalated, but they made a really great choice. They made the right choice. Not only does that support with the relationship with that student, but it also keeps the parents informed in a way that's still framing it positively, that that student did have their phone out in class. So we're kind of, you know, hitting a win-win on that situation. Another example might be that a student has come into the class and they're ready for an argument. They're being really provocative. They're just really ready for something. And there are so many reasons that could be the case, but you know the kind of student that I'm talking about. They'll come in, they might chuck something on the ground. They might say, shut up to you. You know, they're really ready for it. Being the fist looks like demanding. How dare you speak to me like that? You can't speak to me like that. Get your feet off the table. Sit quietly and start your work, or I'm calling home. That is the fist. That is putting your fist up against a student who's already got their fist up looking for a fight, metaphorically speaking, or let's hope not literally speaking, but sometimes it is literally speaking. And in that case, you don't want to put your fist up back, that's for sure. But being the palm just looks like getting on their level, asking, are you okay? I can see that you're feeling frustrated. Am I right in saying that? What can I do to support you right now? We're in a lesson, so these are the things we need to be doing right now. But are you going to be able to do that this lesson? Are you in the right space for this? Is there something I can do right now? What this won't do every single time is stop the behavior from happening or resolve the behavior. What it also won't do is resolve things in the long term. Like, we need to work more with the young person after the event, but that's not the time to do it. When they're in the middle of the lesson and they're dysregulated, that's not the time to really resolve what's going on or get to the bottom of it. It's about stopping it from escalating. And that's exactly what we're doing here. You have got 29 other students to teach in that class. The last thing you want to be doing is spending 15 minutes talking to one student, or, you know, putting your fist up against another student, when you need to get back to teaching the lesson. So what this will do will stop it from escalating further. It will help you to get back to teaching far quicker. It connects with the young person. It disarms them a lot, because what they're expecting from a teacher when they're coming into the lesson and they're going, I'm not doing anything today. F you, I'm going to put my feet up on the table. I'm going to be causing havoc. It just disarms them. It sends messages that, you know what? I care about you more than I care about whatever work is in front of you. I care about you more than whatever's happening in this room right now. And I just want to see if you're okay. Then you can resolve the behavior and dig more into it at a more appropriate time. But the more appropriate time is never when you're in front of a dysregulated student in the middle of a lesson when there are 29 students watching on. always, always, always be the palm is something that I reflect on all of the time when I'm in the middle of a lesson, because it's something that is very easy to say, but when you're in the middle of it, when you're in the thick of it, when somebody is standing in front of you and they're being provocative, or they're pushing your buttons, or they're being like, their behaviors are really frustrating and they're stopping you from teaching, it's very hard. So remember, every single time we approach challenging behavior, we have two choices: to either be the fist or be the palm. Being the fist, entering into that head-to-head battle, will never ever resolve challenging behavior. It'll never get the buy-in for students to follow instructions. It widens the gap between these things. But being the palm gives you an opportunity to shift behavior in the moment, to de-escalate the behavior in the moment. And it also helps to look, it works with us to be able to resolve it effectively after, because when we connect first, when we give choices, when we speak calmly, we're able to guide rather than demand. And that gains a bunch of respect from our students, but it also helps us to build the relationship that is pivotal in being able to resolve things meaningfully. So a challenge to you is that when you have a behavior playing out in front of you this year, just stop and think, how can I be the palm that guides this behavior? Or even reflect, when have I been the palm and when have I been the fist? Nobody is, I hope you can't hear my daughter right now. She's having lunch and she's a very loud eater. When have I been the palm and when have I been the fist? And reflecting on this is really important, because I'm sitting here in front of you right now. Well, I'm sitting on the podcast, but I am in a position where I'm able to support you with behavior. But it hasn't always been that way. There have been so many times in my career where I have been the fist rather than the palm. And that is the only reason why I'm able to talk about it today, because I know the impact of both. I know what has happened when I have pushed against the behavior, when I have used disconnecting and power over strategies. And I know the difference between that and being the palm and working with the young person and de-escalating things and really focusing on making sure there is regulation before anything else. Okay, that's it. Next episode, I'm going to be talking about what it really takes to shift behavior and why it takes so freaking long to shift behavior. And until then, as I said before, head over and join the waitlist for That'll Teach Them. I cannot wait to welcome you in. I am so excited for this cohort. If you want to check out what the 2023 cohort have said about That'll Teach Them, you can click on the link to the waitlist and you can read about some of their experiences. And of course, if you do like this episode, it would mean the world if you headed over and left a review. Again, you can do it while I'm speaking right now. It takes a few seconds just to click on the 5-star button if you're feeling lovely. And you can leave me a written review as well. I read all of them. They make my week. And it's one of those things that is completely free to do. It takes a little bit of your time, but it means the world to me to be able to get that feedback and to read those things from you lovely people. Okay, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful week. It is so nice to be back on the podcast. I can't wait for next episode, and I will see you then.